a good day to get gone.
If you have questions about what's happened in the last 24 hours or so, if you do, this is the place to be for qualification and clarification. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are here to overview some of the things that have been on, I suppose, the front burner, the top burner on News Talk radio stations over the past 24 hours regarding things like the Navy Yard shooting, what's going on in Syria. Is there going to be a government shutdown? All of those things we'll try to address depending on how much input you would like to pass along from your point of view at 888-302-3684. Or you can email us, Doug or Ken, at DougSteffen.com. It's Facebook.com/Good Day Show and on Twitter at Good Day Show. We're finding out more about the shooter in the rampage at the Navy Yard on Monday. Back in 2004, Kenny, this was pretty angry. It was a blackout, apparently. They shot out the tires of a car. Even though they knew of this, the Navy admitted him and granted him security clearance. See, back to that question of management. In the Navy, he had at least eight episodes of misconduct. He was arrested in Atlanta for kicking out damaging furnishings, disorderly conduct in some sort of a club. That was back in 2008. In 2010, he was arrested again on a gun charge. He was not convicted, and then he was discharged from the Navy. So he was out of the Navy, but he was allowed to keep his security clearance to use in other government positions. If he was hired within 2 years, he began work as a contract computer analyst in 2012. So what kind of moronic stupidity leads somebody that's supposedly a manager to allowing this guy to have clearance? This is the kind of thing that Americans are questioning with good reason as to how the government is managed. It is so big. This is another example of it being out of control. About a month ago, he told police in Rhode Island he was having a problem hearing voices. He told the same thing to two Veterans Affairs hospitals recently while he was seeking help for his sleep problems. So, you got that. And then there's the gun control debate, which is back front and center. This becomes nauseous listening to this because there's never anything new in it unless I'm missing something. Kenny, you've been monitoring a lot of these conversations. Is there anything new here?
No, not really. This guy apparently got the shotgun and shells on Sunday and then went over to the Navy Yard on Monday. He shot the first guard that tried to stop him and took that guy's weapons. So as far as the gun control debate, I don't know how you could have prevented this with stricter gun laws.
It wouldn't have been preventable?
You know,
with stricter gun laws?
Yeah, this particular case, I mean, I don't know where he got the shotgun out over the weekend, but he could have gone to Walmart or any number of places and gotten a shotgun. And as far as I know, there's no kind of there's not much, if any, scrutiny for that. I don't know what kind of law they could have put in place that would have prevented that, and then he shot the guard and took the guard's guns, so nothing would have prevented that either.
Was it AK-17 or 15 or something? How did he get that?
I think that's something that he picked up once he was inside. That was somebody else's weapon.
There were incidents on August 7th, another one on August 25th. His name is Aaron Alexis, right? He wasn't stripped of security clearance, kept on working, and built up his anger, obviously. So how many people do you know who are like this? Just a powder keg waiting to explode. And it isn't just men. There are lots and lots of angry women around. We always seem to find these people who surface are men. I don't think there's been, has there ever been a woman that's been involved in something that was this horrific? In our memory, I'm trying to think.
I don't think so.
No. But there are, is it testosterone that brings her one around to wanting to maybe do what this guy did? We have all kinds of suggestions and questions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So we'll begin by airing a commercial that is now airing in Maryland from Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence that's already on the air in Washington. And then maybe there's a reaction to that. Certainly more the shooting becomes the number one conversation this week for sure. But tell me what you think of this ad.
In Maryland, we stood up.
Because something had to be done.
We joined with the governor and the state legislature
to enact real solutions to reduce gun violence.
I'm a minister.
I'm a mother.
I'm a hunter.
I'm a police chief, and I know that Maryland's new handgun licensing law with fingerprint background checks is one of the best ways to reduce gun violence.
Five states already have fingerprint licensing, and on average have lower rates of gun deaths and gun trafficking than other states.
It's reasonable, and it's popular. This law is supported by over 80% of Marylanders, including 68% of gun owners, like me.
And most important, it works. It saves lives.
Maryland's new law will reduce crime. It should serve as a national model for America.
Congress, are you listening?
This message is sponsored by Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence Education Fund.
23684, your reaction to that, if you care to share it. The U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia has some unanswered questions. What caused this individual to kill so many innocent men and women? How did he carry out and plan the attack? How did he get access to the weapons? What could have been done to prevent the tragedy? And most importantly, whether anybody else aided or assisted him, either wittingly or unwittingly, in the event. So what is your read on this? 888-302-3684. I'm sure we'll have people who want to talk about his problems. They want to talk about gun control, societal problems. It's a myriad of things, and so we'll give you free rein when that time approaches, but we'll have a couple of more excerpts from a couple of more talk programs before we get to your calls. Coming up at 14 after the hour, this is Good Day for Wednesday.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics, basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Do you- you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29. This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
888-302-3684 on the Good Day program focused on the Navy shooting. Here's a radio host named Ed Crane who offered his on-air editorial insisting that we don't have a gun problem here in our country.
We're a nation of laws and a nation of numbers, and they say the numbers never lie. But when they're put into statistics, well, you can mold them like so much Play-Doh. In the days that will follow this week's latest shooting slaughter, 13 people, including a gunman shot dead in Washington, D.C., practically walking distance from the Capitol, expect a call for more new gun laws. The first mass shooting in recent memory, Charles Whitman's rifle in the Tower slaughter at the University of Texas, stood alone until 1982. And then what some have labeled a tsunami of these shootings followed, 62 of them in 30 states. These armed and troubled killers aimed and fired in fast food restaurants and workplace settings, schools and movie theaters and shopping malls. We've had high-profile victims, a president and a press secretary over the years, law aimed at making it harder to obtain guns from pistols to rapid-fire so-called assault weapons. Even ammunition laws have proliferated. But consider this. There have been more of these horrible mass shootings between 2007 and now, and we don't know why. When most of the tougher gun laws have been put on the books, the shootings just ramped up. And since 1966 and now, a little known but crucial fact, 143 different weapons have been used by mass killers over those years. And despite the reactionary flurry of new anti-gun laws, 3 out of 4 of these weapons were legally obtained. Yes, legal or not, the guns and ammo did slaughter hundreds of innocents. But some perspective. Since 1982, there have been close to 500,000 Americans killed in a drunk driving accident. But there's no waiting period to buy a car. There's no limit on how much gas you can buy. There's not really even a law against having a drink or two and getting into a car. The law only seems to apply when the carnage is completed or, if we are lucky, before a drunk driver is taken off the road before something terrible happens. There have been nearly 500,000 commercial plane crash deaths since the Wright brothers took flight, yet we're not limiting how many planes can fly, or are we banning pilots who, according to most information we've seen, are at the fault in better than 50% of those deadly accidents. Look, mass shootings are horrible. Any mass killing is horrible. Innocent people die. But take a look at the numbers, and you may very well conclude, we don't have a gun problem. We have a nut problem. And it's time we stop paying less attention to the weapons the disturbed are using and more to why they're using them, or any weapon if everything else is banned.
All right, there's Talk Host Ed Crane with an on-air editorial. Let's get to Mark in Lee, Florida. What's your editorial, Mark?
Well, I'm a nighttime truck driver, and so I've listened to various news programs over the evening. He did not have an AR-15. All he went in with was a shotgun that he picked up supposedly on Saturday previously down in Virginia. I heard that he was fired on Friday. I don't know if that is factual or not. And then he overpowered one of the guards or something and took his handgun and in turn took another handgun. The assault rifle story, from what I heard, came from a policeman.
Uh-huh. But right. Let me check that out and see where we go with that. Thanks for your input. 21 after.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Diploma in knowledge here. I think that there are a lot of people have a lot of questions about what's going on. We can't find anything about him being fired on Friday. That doesn't mean that he wasn't. We just haven't got any way of putting two and two together and making four come out of it. We do know that a month before the rampage, Aaron Alexis called the police in Rhode Island to complain that he had changed hotels three times because he was being pursued by people keeping him awake by sending vibrations through the walls. Officers came to his hotel room on August 7th. He told them that a person had argued with at an airport in Virginia, sent people to follow him, and they were harassing him with a microwave machine, according to the police report. Mr. Alexis said he'd heard voices speaking to him through the wall, flooring, and ceiling. And those kinds of things happen. I don't know whether they add to the situation or not, but I think there are a lot of people who have circumstances or situations happen to them like that. Does that mean you're out of your mind? It may mean that you have some sort of trouble, depending on how much more you look into the reality. Here's Talkhost Bill Handel with reporter Doug Parrish, who returned to help Handel understand how Washington returned to normal a day or so after the shooting.
This has become such a national story, but it's a local story in addition to Washington, D.C. Tell us what's happening in Washington, what's still shut down, what the security is like around town.
Yeah, things are getting back to normal there at the Navy Yard, slowly but surely. The Navy Yard complex is actually open today, but it's mission essential personnel only who have reported to work today. Most other folks are working from home. They're teleworking or they're being asked to take leave. All of the streets in the neighborhood surrounding the Navy Yard are back open today. All of the schools in the neighborhoods are back in class today, so things are getting back to normal. Now, Building 197, which I'm sure you've heard a lot about, that's where most of the shootings took place. The building kind of served as headquarters there. That building remains shut down for obvious reasons. There's still a lot of investigating to be done. There's still a lot of ballistics work to be done because there were a lot of shots fired inside that building alone.
And as far as the security that's going around town, for example, the schools are open. Have they assigned any police officers or more police officers to the schools themselves or any other governmental buildings in Washington?
There is some increased police presence at the schools in in the neighborhood surrounding the Navy Yard, but not a large presence. We are also seeing an increased police presence in the Metro Rail stations. Metro Transit Police have been increasing patrols in rail stations and whatnot. You know, other than that, there isn't a sizable police presence because, you know, hopefully this is over with.
Yeah, let's hope. 888-302-3684. So, Alexis is 34 years of age. Was. He acted alone, apparently, Kenny. We've talked a lot about the security clearances. So what are people saying about that? What do you have for us in a Facebook or a Twitter combination of comments?
Alexander says, just goes to show how little our society values and pays attention to mental health. Mm-hmm. We prefer to throw everyone in jail or give them a pass. When is our country going to deal with mental health rather than just punishment?
There's something to be said for that. We're really bad when it comes to mental health and mental health issues across the board. I was looking at the list yesterday of the people who were killed in this thing. Most of them were 50s and 60s and 70s of people working at this Navy Yard. 28 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. For over four decades, the manual for job hunters and career changers has been the bestseller, What Color Is Your Parachute? The author is Dick Bowles.
Overall, I think it's harder to be a job hunter today because of what I call expectations. That is to say, in the old days, you knew you had to work hard at the job hunt. Now, people fall asleep at the switch because their expectation is they won't have to work that hard at it because the internet will make it all happen without their doing so much as raising a little finger. They did a survey, I think back in 2009, but I have no reason to think it's changed. They found out that when they interviewed college grads who couldn't find work immediately and went back to live with their parents, they asked them, how much time on average are you spending on your job hunt? And the answer was, on average, they were spending 1 hour a week on their job hunt. I couldn't find a lost dog in 1 hour, and yet that's all the time they thought they needed to devote to it, because they thought in this new age with the internet and everything, the jobs will essentially walk up to my front door and ring the doorbell. So the expectation corrupts the amount of energy and time that they're willing to devote to the job hunt. The job hunt is always about energy, time, and commitment. And with the current era in which we now live, they're running against the culture when they're trying to run a successful job hunt now. That did not used to be the case. You knew you had to work hard at it.
Dick Bowles, author of the bestseller, What Color Is Your Parachute? There's more online.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right, Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Here we go back into the action conversationally here on the Good Day program with the top stories of the day. I'm Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. The Navy Yard shooting and the aftermath of that pretty much in our focus. It's a full moon, and one wonders whether some of these activities that we've read about this week, crazy things going on, is affected by the full moon. There are those who would tell you it is. This is a very powerful, energetic week, and it's not necessarily a strongly positive. I guess you can turn it around and make it whatever you want, but on the surface, there are a lot of relationship issues that will happen this week. And if they haven't already, look out, because today is actually the day of the full moon. With the related information coming about the shooting, I thought it was interesting, Kenny, that Starbucks says guns will no longer be welcome in its cafes. It has stopped short of an outright ban on firearms. The fine line that they're walking is aimed at addressing the concerns of both gun rights people and gun control advocates. The issue has become pretty heated if it gets to Starbucks, don't you think, under the circumstances? Because states allow people to openly carry licensed guns in some way. Many companies don't have laws banning firearms or rules banning firearms from their stores. Starbucks has become a target for gun control advocates because of its liberal-leaning corporate image. Gun rights advocates have been galvanized by the company's decision to defer to local laws. The CEO said the decision to ask customers to stop bringing guns into the stores came as a result of the growing frequency of Starbucks appreciation days in which gun rights advocates turn up at Starbucks with firearms. So this kind of stuff makes me crazy, actually, when I see this. It just is craziness. Starbucks Appreciation Days, staged by gun rights advocates, stresses, quote, "To be clear, we do not want these events in our stores." That's what Starbucks says. And they have a right to not want them in their stores because it's private property. And if they don't want you to carry a gun in their store, they have every right to keep you from having a gun in their store. It is their decision, not yours, not the state's, not the government's. The idea that people can do what they want in or about private property, even if the public is invited. If the public is invited, that's swell, but you must follow their rules, not whatever. If the state says guns are allowed in stores, that can easily be challenged.
easily challenged. 888-302-3684. All right. Here's Peter to get back to our callers in Tennessee. He thinks the problem may have been his home background.
As a physician, I take care of cancer patients, but the whole concept is you see a symptom, you look for the disease causing it. This guy had the symptoms, the acting out and the pathology, psychiatric problems, behavior problems, but the disease is really the social pathology. I mean, I will not be one bit surprised to find that this fellow originated, it was basically the result of a single mother birth, the high illegitimate birth rate, where you have children being born and raised who don't get, they're not part of a proper family. They don't get the installation of a moral code and a value system, and they don't have what's called in processing of the brain to human brain function. The frontal lobes is called executive function, where you make decisions. You sort of know right from wrong, and these people grow up as they're pathological. They're uncivilized.
I think that's a gross generalization, and you'd have a hard time making that stick in every case. But it's a thought, and you had it, and you're welcome to express it. 888-302-3684. I'm reading some of these blogs, Kenny. There are people who are trying to figure out who knew Aaron Alexis. Who were his friends? Who did he hang around with? When you look at the story of his arrests and the things that we're hearing, there are lots of pieces to the puzzle. And I'm not sure from what I've read. We've all read a lot about this. We've all watched the stories. We've all had our thoughts. Is this just another senseless day, another mass shooting in America? Why, after all the tears have dried and the blood washes away, nothing will change, will it? 888-302-3684. Cobbling together every narrative that there is out there. There isn't one circumstance. There isn't one. It's sort of like the one size fits all. It doesn't work here. It's very different in each city, in each community. Shannon in Pennsylvania thinks that we are in need of a timeout.
Though that this shooting is very tragic, any shooting always is, right now, right after it, is not the time to talk about policies and everything in this. You know, they should give it some time to cool down. Also, about policies, you know, more registration, that's fine and great, but that is not going to stop the people who are criminals.
That's very true. I think you're right about that. 888-302-3684. John in New York, let's focus on what you think the problem is.
Upon careful and measured consideration, it becomes sad when we become aware that these tragic events are becoming more and more predictable. And it's not really surprising when one considers the underlying issues that people really don't wish to address. It's not easy to say this, but this society, and I want to be careful about this, breeds violence in its major institutions. We could think about housing and property discrimination, employment, health care, education. And it's difficult because it's cloaked under rights, it's cloaked under freedoms, exceptionalism. And these tragic events, although personal and to the families, it's tragic and has to be taken seriously. One should pray and be considerate about that. But to be a little more objective for a moment, it appears that too many people are being left out.
888-302-3684. I'm looking at the stories about these shooting victims, pictures of them, stories about them and their families. They were civilians, contractors, just starting their day at this huge military compound that's normally a bastion of safety. People say they feel secure going in there, but not anymore. They felt, I used past tense, sorry about that. And you can understand that when you look at the victims and when you understand the circumstances. 888-302-3684, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, with a couple more calls before we move on to a focus, as we have time for Syria, what's going on there this week. Daniel in Florida says, again, the focus isn't on the guns, it's on the people who use them and get them, like this psycho.
It was tragic, like all the other events that have happened related to gun violence. However, I don't think Americans should lose sight of the fact that the majority of gun owners are law-abiding citizens, and we should be more aware of what the government is doing, for example, aiding Al-Qaeda and terror groups in Syria, which are committing atrocities, and that's something that should be more of a focus, because, like I said, the majority of gun owners are law-abiding citizens, and they shouldn't be penalized for the few psychos that are going out there and committing these atrocious acts.
888-302-3684. Jerry's in Indiana has a hard problem understanding all of this.
What happened was, again, another tragedy, and probably nothing's going to stop it in the short term. But, you know, background checks, what's wrong with background checks? 90% of the people are behind that, but yet these mammoth organizations like the NRA and political people that are scared of their getting their job back from the election, they ignore it. I just think that's the crime. They need the background check so that someday maybe it will take a turn. Maybe eventually it might take 2 or 3 years ago. Pretty soon there will be these kind of people won't be getting a hold of guns. In this case, this guy, that probably wouldn't have stopped that a bit. But tying that in, how when 90% of the people would favor background checks, tying that in with that feeling of organizations not caring about that, and then the president giving his speech yesterday, I would have preferred he'd done that on another day. But think about the hidden message there. They accuse him of being unfeeling about what happened when these organizations will continue to turn their eyes away from what is happening, and they can't even pass a simple background check.
888-302-3684. I have two different numbers that I use depending on the program. So sometimes I trip myself up as I'm putting my, what is the old expression, make sure your mouth is in, your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion. Anyway, I think we've covered this well enough. Let's spend some time on Syria in a moment as we continue perusing what's going on today, conversationally around the country, on the Good Day program.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics, basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Thank you.
fall when your allergies strike. Fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl. You know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. You'll find it at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared September 19th through the 22nd and receive a free Pandora clasp bracelet or bangle with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more while supplies last.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you could save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
888-302-3684. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, with a focus on what's going on in the Obamacare discussion, back and forth. Should there be a government shutdown? Remember, the deadline is October 1st. That's when things switch over to the new fiscal year. And so there's been a lot of focus on this the past couple of weeks or a couple of months, now a couple of years. Here's Jimmy Barrett, a talk host, with a discussion leading him around to some of the scams that are making the rounds. He's talking to a guy from the Better Business Bureau here.
What sort of, I assume that what we're seeing here is people trying to get a hold of your Social Security number and vital information.
The stuff that we're hearing about, the stuff that I know about there, that I know that it's happening, involves ID theft, it involves Social Security number, it involves date of birth, and so on. Listen, if you get a call, here's some of the things that are happening. The calls are coming into consumers and businesses about the whole switchover with the exchanges. If you get one of these calls, just hang up the phone. If you didn't solicit it, get off the phone. The longer you talk to these people, the better the chances are that you're going to end up giving them the information they want, which then, of course, gives them license or not a license, but opportunity to get into your private information. Don't do it. If you get one of the calls, just hang it up. You might be tempted to call back, but all that's going to do is give the scammer another opportunity to steal your information. If you get calls like this, just call the Better Business Bureau up, call the FTC, let us know about what's going on, and go very, very slowly. People really don't know what's going on, and there are ways to find out, but just take your time doing it. You know, and if you've got questions, call up your congressman's office, for crying out loud. They got folks there who are supposed to be able to provide us with some sound information.
You know, one of the things, Tom, that I'm hearing about this Texas scam, at least, is that you can't rely on what you see on the caller ID, because some of them are able to display what looks like a legitimate company name and phone number.
I can't remember what the name of that scam is, but they can turn it around and post what would be your phone number from the Better Business Bureau, and really make it that way so that it doesn't look like a phony number or a bad phone number. They can make it look like, and we've seen a lot of this with IRS, where the phone numbers really are that show up on caller ID, the IRS's return number, so you can't go by that.
888-302-3684. That's pretty clever, isn't it, under the circumstances? It's interesting how the GOP now is moving on to Plan B, a plan that appears likely to give Tea Party lawmakers a chance to use a routine temporary government funding bill to try to muscle the Democratic-controlled Senate into derailing the health care law as it's about to be implemented. All kinds of political risk for the Republicans, who aren't looking that good in this circumstance anyway. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Turn
your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
After the hour, Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler, the Good Day program on the air. In this hour, we take bits and pieces of conversations that have taken place on mostly news talk radio stations, but some news talk television programs, and bring them to you so you can digest them, and there are a few other stories that get tossed around as well. We know there's been a lot of discussion about Syria and what to do next or what's going on. How many of you knew that the U.S. is quietly supplying weapons to the rebels in Syria? I don't know that that's been, it's supposedly quiet. I think I've talked about it a couple of times. Here's a host called Ron St. Pierre, who's talking to political analyst Dr. Mina Bose about this happening.
Well, supplying these rebels with weaponry, you know, with weapons, make for a much higher tensions? I mean, they're tense enough between the United States and Russia. How's this going to work out?
They're certainly not going to make negotiations or diplomacy easier, but I have to say I'm fairly skeptical that diplomacy is going to bring much to bear here. I mean, diplomacy with a war criminal, right, with a criminal who just used chemical weapons less than a month ago, is suddenly going to give up his arms. And I would also say that people who've committed, countries that have committed crimes, don't get to dictate the terms of diplomacy. And the idea that the United States would kind of follow what Syria says is really kind of reversing what should be done here. The problem is, of course, that if the United States wants to punish Syria, if we think that then it would be helpful to have the international community support, and the vote in Great Britain a couple of weeks ago was very discouraging.
The president, when he was seriously considering military strikes on Syria, said it was to make the dictator think twice about using chemical weapons on his own people. If someone's capable of using chemical weapons once on their own people, what makes you think that he's going to think twice about using them on his own people? So, I mean, the philosophy there didn't make a heck of a lot of sense to me. Things seemed a little bit testy between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. I mean, it was icy from the start.
Well, I think this is a complicated situation because Russia has been a strategic partner of the United States since the ending of the Cold War in some areas, but Russia is not an ally in the way that, say, Great Britain has been since through World War II. I mean, Russia has been we've had alliances with them, and we went through the Cold War, but the idea that the United States and Russia can work together on this easily, there's not a lot of trust there, in large part because, of course, Russia has been supplying materials to the Syrian regime. But when you have the president of Russia writing in the New York Times that, that the rebels may have used chemical weapons kind of in the face of all evidence, it suggests that this diplomatic track, I wouldn't say that it's necessary. We've kind of moved into that. Maybe that can provide some notice to the public that every effort is being made, but it seems as though it's largely kind of being done for show rather than substance.
Finally, in this hour, as we continue with a few more moments on Syria, here's host Jimmy Cefalo talking to former National Security Council member Dennis Jett about Syria's reaction to the deal reached concerning their chemical weapons.
A high-ranking Syrian official, meanwhile, told a Russian news agency that the deal to secure and destroy Syria's chemical weapons is a, quote, victory for President Bashar al-Assad's regime. However, the United States warned that the threat of military strikes remains if Syria does not carry out its plan. How do you think this thing falls out? Is it indeed a victory for Bashar al-Assad?
Well, I think he has to characterize it that way. The last thing a dictator can do is look weak and admit defeat, because the only term limits for a dictator is till somebody overthrows him or he dies. And
right.
So he wants to make sure he stays in power, and he can't do that by admitting that he's been defeated. So he's going to characterize it as a defeat. But I think if the deal goes ahead and is fully implemented, I think it's a victory certainly for the civilized world, and a victory against the use of chemical weapons.
Have we elevated in some way the Russians, and particularly their president, by basically allowing him to broker this entire circumstance?
Well, I think the short answer is yes, but I don't think that's a bad thing. The Russians are the principal patron of Syria. They are a serious power, and they have the ability to make this thing happen or to prevent it and prevent peace from ever occurring in Syria. So I don't have a problem with that. I think it's good to see the Russia and the United States collaborating on this, and I think it could be a win-win.
All right. You can check out some other things that are going on at DougStephan.com. For example, the story of the Pennsylvania man who's been charged with using his tractor to fling rocks and debris at neighbors.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.